All right, let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. We're going to be back there this evening. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And we're going to read verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 7. So then, neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Let's pray. Lord, we ask now that you would help us as we study your word. We pray that you would bless this time and give us exactly what we need to hear tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. So this morning we're in the same passage, 1 Corinthians chapter 3. We saw Jesus as our foundation. But if we just review, because what we're going to talk about tonight plays off of what we studied this morning. But Paul's writing to a church that was blessed with so many great teachers that were available to them, and they were proud about that, right? And they were dividing up into camps about who was their teacher and you know, kind of the idea of how they were better because of that, right? And all the advantages that they had as a church in that time. And yet Paul looked at them and said in the first two verses of chapter 3, he says, you're still babes in Christ. Why is that? Why are you still not growing, even with all these advantages that you have with these teachers? And Paul told them in verse 11, he says, there's no other foundation that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And he says, you have all you need to grow because you have Jesus Christ as your foundation. And he is the one that will enable you and empower you to grow. So you have all that you need, whoever you are, whatever teacher that you subscribe to, right? Whether it's Paul or Peter or any of these that were preaching the truth, said, whoever, if all of you have Christ, you're saved, so you have all you need to grow. But then he needed them to understand that advantages don't guarantee advancement. Just because you have someone teaching you doesn't guarantee that you are going to grow. He says, I can't help you grow, neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth. It's always God that gives the increase. And we have to stop assuming that we're going to grow just because we're blessed with a church and blessed with people who teach us the word of God or so many people around us, so many advantages. And Paul said then in the end of verse 10, let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon, or get building. Start building upon your faith. And I challenged us this morning to pick something today, pick some virtue, right? Love or forgiveness or holiness or whatever, and just pick one thing that you want to build into your life. And this week, start working on that, right? Through asking the Lord to bring that into your life and then taking specific steps to do that, right? And so I challenge us all to do that. But this morning's message really focused on ourselves, right? As individuals and our responsibility to God to build our Christian life upon our foundation by faith in Jesus Christ. And it focused on our individual responsibility as builders and to not just depend on all the advantages that we have around us, but really get to work on. And so it was really focused on our individual relationship, right? But there's also a side of this, of what we learned in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, that applies to us in our responsibility to also help other people. Because we know we have a responsibility for our relationship, but we also learn from Scripture we have a responsibility to one another, right? In the relationships that we have. And as a church, right, we've been put together in this body and we have a responsibility to edify one another. Also, as parents, right, God has given us the responsibility of our children to help raise them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. As we're rearing our children, we have that responsibility. There's also some of you that are teachers in BBA or Sunday school teachers, right? That's just one other area where you have a responsibility to be helping someone else. And then if we think broader in the sense of us going out into the world and preaching the gospel, well, that's us helping people out, right? And so even as we look at the fact that only God gives the increase, we look at that in about our relationship with God and us building our lives, but also it has an impact on how we as people relate to one another and our responsibility to them. And so what does it mean for us, right? All this in these roles that we have, because, you know, we talked all about these advantages, right, that we have from the people that are around us, and we are someone else's advantage. I don't mean that to say, you know, boy, people are lucky they have us, you know? They're so lucky that they have us in their lives, but not in that sense, but in the sense that God has work for us to do, right? God has ways for us to minister and things he wants us to be doing in other people's life. And when we read 1 Corinthians chapter 3, we don't get the sense that it doesn't matter what we do in other people's lives. That really, it doesn't matter if we do anything or if we do a lot or how much we put into it. We don't get that sense from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, where Paul says, I have planted and Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. We don't go away from that saying, well, I guess it didn't matter that Paul planted or didn't matter that Apollos watered. They could have just not done that because God would have given the increase. We say, no, they still had a part, right? And there's still something for them to do. And when we understand what the Lord is saying in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and when we understand what we saw this morning, I think it really clarifies for us our mission and then also our approach to being like an advantage for someone else, being a help for someone, and how we approach our roles in regard to other people. It really shows us exactly what we need to be doing. And so as a believer, right, who is in these positions where we have the opportunity to help someone else, or the opportunity to minister to fellow believers, as parents to children, as teachers in different ways, or whatever it is, I understand that God alone gives the increase. I understand that. I know that from Scripture. And then my takeaway from that is, it's not that I need to prepare less. It's that I need to pray more. Okay? Don't prepare less for all these ministries, but definitely pray more in all of that. I think that's our takeaway from 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And so Paul says, if you look in chapter 4, if we go a little past that, in verse 2, we'll read verse 1. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. All right, Paul says we're ministers of the word of God. He's given us, and we have a responsibility to be faithful as stewards. And number one, he's saying really faithful to hold sound doctrine. You know, that we're not moving away from the sound doctrine of the word of God. That what the word of God teaches, we hold to that. And that's a part of this, but it's also the idea of that we're faithful to pass it on to other people, right? Because it's when God gives it for us, it's for us. But then he also says, okay, now you minister it to other people. And we have that responsibility in all these different roles we talked about. I mean, they're based around the word of God. That's what we're doing. We're ministering the word of God to other people. And as we do that, if we're going to be faithful in how we do this, we're going to put thought into this, right? We're going to prepare for how we do the things that God has called us to do, whatever it is, right? As parents, you know, we're going to spend time discussing and really thinking about how we're raising our kids. We're not just doing it however, but we're trying to do our best according to the word of God and putting thought into it. As, I mean, it means as church members, that you take time to think about verses that you want to share with someone else, or, you know, in all these things, that preparation goes into the things that we're trying to do. And all of that preparation, all the work, all the thought that goes into that, that's good. And that's what God wants us to be doing. He doesn't want us to be hazardly and just throwing things out there, but doing it the right way, right? Faithful in these, in our service and in our ministries. And God uses that, right? As you study and as you think about these things, you think about Scripture, all the time God is using that in your life. Right? You're growing and then you have the opportunity to help someone else grow. And so it's not that we need to be preparing less for this, right? We shouldn't take that away from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, that it doesn't matter how much time I put into this or if I think about it at all, as long as I fill the time or do whatever. No, it's not that we need to prepare less, but it's definitely that we need to be praying more as we prepare and as we think about what God has called us to do. So look back in chapter 2. Chapter 2 and verse 1. Paul says, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined," right, Paul had put thought into this, "I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." That's where our faith needs to be, in the power of God to do the work that we cannot do. Because only God can give the increase. And increase is what we want as we help other people. That's what we're looking for. As we try and minister to the people that God has put us in connection and relationship with, we're entering that going, we want God to do something. We want God to increase them in some way. That's what we're looking for. And whether we have a part in it or not, that's only going to happen through God. Right? If God allows us to have a part in that and be the voice of God for them, that's good. But only God is going to bring the increase, right? Only God can do that. And so we need to have a dependence on the power of God to bring about that increase. It can't be that we're trusting our preparation or trusting all the time we've put into it or all the thought or all the even the Spirit-filled preparation, right? Where the Spirit has helped us prepare. Our faith is not in what we've prepared, how we've prepared, the time we spent preparing. It's not in that. Our faith is then always in Jesus Christ, because only he gives the increase. And if you had to, if I told you, listen, you're going to have to come up here and speak for 15 minutes, right? Everybody's like, I don't want to do that. All right, 15 minutes. But I said, you have 1 hour before this, right? You either get to spend that hour preparing, thinking about what you're going to say, or praying. You have one of the two. You can't do both, either option. And we know what the right option is, right? We're going to say, well, I know I'm supposed to pray, right? I mean, that's what you're talking about. But, you know, you'd be like, can I like just close my eyes and think about what I'm going to say at least part of the time? And there's that struggle, right? Because you don't want to get up here and go, okay, 15 minutes is a long time if you got nothing to say. And we go, yeah, okay, I know I'm supposed to pray, but I mean, sometimes it's easy for us just to depend upon all that preparation and to skimp on the prayer time, because it'd be a lot easier for people to see if we prepared than for people to see if we had prayed. You know, it's easier for people to catch how much time we've prepared or if we've even put any thought into that than if we've spent time praying. But really, the emphasis needs to be for us, if we want God to do a work, it's got to be for us asking God to bring that increase. And I'm thankful that God doesn't say you can either prepare or you can pray, right? He doesn't give us that black or white option. It's that we have the option to do both, right? But it shouldn't be that we're just prepare, think about what we're going to do, think about what we're going to say to someone, think about how we're going to address this situation, and that's all, right? It can't be that we're just trusting in our preparation. But it's not prepare less, it's pray more. Because we want to see God do the work. We want to see God give the increase. And so all of us, we all have opportunities and responsibilities to help, and we are the advantages that other people have, right? We are here and put in this place to help other people. And that's God giving us that opportunity and that ministry. And when we understand what Paul says in verse 7, that we're nothing, that he that plants, he that watereth, they're not anything, and that it's always God that gives the increase. It sets things pretty straight for us. That, yeah, we need to prepare, and we need to be faithful as stewards of the word of God and as ministers. We got to be faithful to prepare, but boy, if we want God to do something, we better be praying more. Amen. And we need to be emphasizing that and say, as much as I prepare, I need God. It's not just me thinking of things and how I'm going to do this. It's that I need God to do something, because God gives the increase, and that's exactly what we want. So I wanted to add that tonight. I didn't want you to come away from this morning going, well, I guess it doesn't matter what I do or how I do anything. No, we get from this passage, listen, it's important to prepare as faithful ministers. So don't prepare less, but definitely pray more. And we'll see God do the work. All right, let's close with prayer. Lord, we thank you for what you've taught us. We thank you for this lesson tonight. And Lord, it's a great responsibility to have an impact upon people's lives. And help us not to take that lightly, but also help us not to just trust in ourselves and what we can prepare. And Lord, we want to see you do a work in the people around us. Lord, that's our desire. That's the desire of our heart. And we pray that you would do that. Help us to rely upon you. Help us to trust in you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.